what the Lord has laid on his heart for us today. And I'll also welcome Christian to do the scripture reading at this time.
Good afternoon, everyone. God is good and all the time. What is faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Saving faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and any thy house act. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Justifying faith. And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Genesis 15, verse 6. Indwelling faith. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Doctrinal faith. For me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Daily faith. For we by faith, not by sight. Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without the work is dead also. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Thank you, Christian. And at this time now, welcome Brother Elder Jeffrey Wilson to the podium.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Every person who is born again have a testimony. So today we're going to find out what is your testimony like. In Genesis chapter 5, Genesis chapter 5, we have the testimony of those of the Seth godly line. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, Seth were 900, the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. That's his testimony. Verse 11, so all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. That is Enos's testimony. In verse 11, verse 14, so all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Verse 17, so all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. That's his testimony. By the way, this is the testimony as given by God. Verse 20, so all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Verse 27, so So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Verse 31. So all the days of Lamech were 777, and he died. So here is what God wrote as the testimony of these godly men. They lived, they bore children, and they died. God spoke of Caleb, and he said, Caleb wholly followed the Lord. He spoke of Abram, and he said, Abraham believed God. That is testimony. He spoke of David, and he said, David, a man after my own heart. He spoke of Noah, and he said that Noah was a righteous and a just man, and one who walked with the Lord. What is your testimony as given by God at this time? Now, we skipped one person found in chapter 5 and verse 23. Chapter 5, verse 23. So the days of Enoch, let's go back to 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. Verse 23. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. By the way, notice the amount of years that Enoch lived in comparison to all the other patriarchs. Verse 24. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, I want you to notice verse 22. It says, Enoch, 65 years of age, he lived. He had a son by the name of Methuselah. After Methuselah's birth, it says, Enoch walked with God. Now you should have seen there, Enoch died. Rather, the Bible says in verse 24, he was not, for God took him. It's interesting to note that something happened to Enoch after the birth of his son. Now the word Methuselah, it means when he dies, it will be sent. That is, when he dies, the flood will come. Let me show you a chart. Can I have the chart on the... Okay. Enoch is 65 years old when Methuselah is born. as is shown in Genesis 5:21. In verse 25, it says, Methuselah is 187 years old when he had a son, Lamech. In verse 28 and 29, it says, Lamech lived 182 years and had a son. And he called his name Noah. So Methuselah is 187 years old when Lamech is born. Lamech is 182 years old when Noah is born. So when Noah is born, Methuselah is 369 years old. Now look at verse 27. So the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Remember now, the Lord said to Enoch, when your son dies, judgment will come in the form of the flood. So one would understand that Enoch had a revelation from God that says judgment is coming. Now, he says, when your son dies. Enoch doesn't know when Methuselah is going to die. As far as he's concerned, it could be any day. So Enoch, by faith, believed God's revelation. And so the Bible says, he began to walk with God. Every time Methuselah had a cold, Enoch was looking forward to his death. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we often sing and preach that the Lord is coming. Does that activate any interest in us, in how we walk with the Lord? The Bible says, Enoch walked with God 300 years. Now I know we have believers here who have been a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for 20 years, 30 years, even 40 years. And so the question is, what is your testimony? Now notice, we can give our testimony and tell of what God has done for us. But in this question, it is, what have you done for the Lord? Years, a long time. Now I want you to notice something. In Genesis chapter 6, in verse 9, it says that Noah, this is the generation of Noah, genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Enoch set a pattern by which his son, grandson, Noah would follow. Now, the time of Enoch's life was a time when there was wickedness upon the earth. We read in Genesis chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6, and verse and verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So during the time of Enoch's life, he lived in a world of wickedness and sinfulness. And the Bible says Enoch walked with God. What does it mean to walk with God? It means that it's a lifestyle. Or, as we've been studying, walking in the Spirit. So, Enoch walks with God, and the understanding, notice that God only says, Enoch, walk with me. Now we have to deduce from that certain things. In order for one to walk with God, he has to be reconciled. Notice Adam walked with God. When he sinned, he was separated from God. So in order for one to walk with God by faith, he must be reconciled to God. And that's why we preach the gospel, that sinners need to be reconciled to God by faith in the Lord Jesus. In order to walk with God, Enoch had to agree with God. It says in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? So if you're going to walk with God, you must be reconciled to God. You must be in agreement with God and his command. In order to walk with God, Enoch had to surrender his will to God, God's will. It is not me anymore, it is God's will. Walking with God is a process by which we know more about God in our communication and conversation with him. That is, in our prayer, in our Bible study, we commune with God. Thus, our lifestyle, our walking, can be increased as we do that. Walking with God provides an intimate relationship. Intimate relationship. They commune together, they converse together, they know each other, and so that's what God is calling of the believer. Walk by faith with me in a relationship. 300 years Enoch walked with God shows his perseverance in a world that was wicked. He persevered in faith to walk with God. Walking with God provides a certain confidence in God and in who he is. Now, in the book of Jude chapter 14 said that Enoch, one who walked with God, he preached to the evil world about the coming judgment. And that is our responsibility, brothers and sisters. Not only do we walk with God, but we have to tell the world about the coming judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. Walking with God is to trust in His character, in His power. And what that does, walking with God, it results in a life that is changed. You know, we quote the verse in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 that says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation." A new creation has a new lifestyle. So, what is your testimony? What is it in all the years that you've been born again? What is your lifestyle like? Walking with God is not a Sunday morning affair. We come to church on Sunday morning, and we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we worship the Lord, and we praise Him, but it's a 24/7 experience. In other words, when you leave here today, you're still required to live, to walk with the Lord. And we know that in this world, there is all kinds of temptations and trials which will, by the devil, cause us to look on the other side. Broad is the road, and the devil would have us, instead of walking on the narrow road, to walk on that broad road. What is the result of Enoch's walk? In Hebrews chapter 11, we read in verse 5, Hebrews 11, verse 5 says, "By faith," notice, "by faith." You cannot walk with God unless it's by faith. And of course, we all know that faith is the assurance of the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we do not see. Faith is the eye of the Spirit for the Christian. So, in verse 5, it says, "By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death." Notice in chapter 5, it says, he lived and he died. That's a testimony. With Enoch, he lived, he walked, he was taken away. Listen to this. He did not experience death. What's more interesting, it says, this is God speaking through the writer of Hebrews. "For before he was taken, he had this testimony." What is this testimony? He walked with God. When you walk with God, you're in agreement with God, guess what? You're going to please Him. And God wants His people to please Him. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, it says, "If we keep His commandment and do those things that are pleasing in His sight, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Are you walking with the Lord? Or is your testimony, "The Lord walk with me"? Many of us would rather have God walk with us than we walk with Him, because when you walk with God, you have to follow His way, His path, His commandments. And let me just say this. We as believers in the Lord Jesus been saved from one day to many years. What would God say about you? You know, we can tell the saints our testimony. We were saved. We do not do this. We do this. But the question is not so much what God has done for us. I've heard testimonies where the person said how God did this and God did that and God did that. The question is, what are you doing for the Lord? I'm going to read a very known song, number 459 of the Redemption Songbook. Verse 1 says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Verse 5. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear. Only trust and obey. Now, in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, which we all know, Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, he hath shown thee, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of thee? Do justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Why did God save you? Ever wondered why God saved you? Well, I'm going to read it so I can quote it. Ephesians chapter 3. Those in my Bible class knows this. Ephesians 3 and verse 11. According to his eternal purpose, which he purposed in Jesus Christ our Lord, God made man to walk, worship him. Now, because of sin, we've been separated from God. And so God, in grace and in mercy and in love, saved us. Why? To restore his original plan. And what was his original plan? That you may fellowship and walk with him. So he's restoring us to the original purpose or plan. And God is not slack concerning his promise. He wants you to walk with him. So, what is your testimony? What would God say about you, the one whom he has bought with the precious blood of his son? What can God say about you or me? Can he say that after 20 years that you're walking with him? There is a difference between living and walking with God. And many Christians live, as we saw in the Old Testament. They lived and they die. And Christians live and they die. But God is calling us not just to live, but to walk with him. walk with him. Daily communication with God requires prayer, Bible study, where we meditate, memorize, and practice the scriptures. I think that we as Christians need to be a little more concerned about who we are and what we do for the Lord. So, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. I pray and trust that, like Enoch, our testimony is not we live and then we die, but that we live as we walk with the Lord. And in 1 John 3, it says, verse 3 says, because we know that one day we're going to be like Jesus, what manner of persons are we to be in our conversations? May the Lord grant us that we will walk with him for his name's sake.